I do not own the rights to any of the music playing in the background of this episode of Water to Wine with Ariana Red Wine. Okay, cool. Now that the legal part is out of the way, what's up, lovelies? Let's pour our glasses of wine and get straight to the point. For this episode of Water to Wine with Ariana Red Wine, we were actually pouring liquor, my favorite liquor, tequila, and we were getting straight to the point of loose lip lies. And I'm giving this short disclaimer because it does cut off on one of the lies. And I'm only giving this disclaimer because we didn't get to finish the lies again. We went on. The topic of discussion was so deep and so awesome. It was just epic. I had a good group with me. And unfortunately, I use exactly too much. I use a couple of words too much. Exactly was one of them, and I don't know what was in my mind, but you know, it is what it is. You know, sometimes you're just talking and you just do whatever. But I'm proud of it. I'm proud of the discussion that we had. I had a lot of great people with me. Just to name a couple of them, just to go into detail. Just to tell you about some of the people that I had with me. I had my brother, Carlos Atkins. I had Latoya Thompson, Ebony Boyd, my cousin, Anastasia LeGrand, her fiance, Lexi. And Lexi, I'm sorry, I do not know your last name and I so apologize, but I will have it in the description. I also had my husband, Brandon Adams, with me, aka Riz. I had Ebony Boyd, which is like a sister to me. Of course, Latoya Thompson is like a sister to me as well. I had my daughter, Lisa Hamilton, with me for the discussion. It was a great discussion. We had a good time. Like I said, it was epic. And I can't wait for you guys to hear it and be able to listen to it and have a blast and just be able to discover how we feel about the lies. And it's just funny. Anyway, we're gonna dive in deep. And it is 59 minutes long and 59 seconds long. So if you have the time to listen to it on your way to work, while you're working, whatever the case may be, just listen. And enjoy, laugh, have fun. Know that we had fun while we were doing it. And what else can I add, baby? Is there anything else I can add? Yeah, I hope you had fun listening because we had fun recording it. I mean, we really did. It was a blast. We were just sitting there having a little bit to drink, having good discussion with a bunch of intellectual people. And it's uncut. I didn't edit it at all. I let it just roll. I let the camera just roll. And at one point in time, we even dropped the phone while it was recording. So, but now I have a microphone and it's, you know, it would, as time advances, things just, when you grow with your podcast, it's amazing how things start to sound better. And I know that now. And I'm such a perfectionist. I want things to just boom, 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 just happen to just be great right away. But I know that you have to put in the effort to make things sound better. And I'm ready to make that happen. So with that being said, this is a disclaimer that there is some explicit content. There is some explicit language. There is some controversial topics, so to say. That's about it. You know, it's like I said, it's not for the faint-hearted, but Water to Wine with Ariana Redwine is not for the faint-hearted. It is for anybody who is ready to listen to what we have to say here on the show and be ready to listen and have an opinion and be opinionated and not be afraid to voice how you feel. And that's what I'm ready to do here. I'm ready to open my mouth and say what I really want to say. And I'm ready for other people to open their mouths and say what they really want to say without me being judgmental and without the world being judgmental against them, even though I know that they are going to be. With that being said, this is Water to Wine with Ariana Redwine. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, be blessed. Thank you for your support. Please wear your mask. Please sanitize. And always, when you wear your mask, please, please, please cover your face. And when I say cover your face, I mean cover your nose and your mouth. You know how important that is? And wash your hands. Sanitize. We're in a pandemic. It's important. Stay safe out there. With that being said, I'm out. I do not own the rights to any of the music playing in the background of this episode to Water to Wine with Ariana Redwine. Okay, cool. Now that the legal part is out of the way, what's up, lovelies? Let's pour our wine. Well, tonight is shots. Disclaimer, explicit content. Okay, do not freak out. Just laugh and enjoy. Well, welcome to part two of Loose Lip Lies, where we are discussing some of the funniest, best, worst lies ever told. Again, I have a group of great people with me that I will let introduce themselves here in a second. With that being said, part one ended on the lie, it's not you, it's me. So that's where we will begin. Okay, so let me not get ahead of myself. Let me let everybody introduce themselves before we start pouring up shots and getting into all the lies. So who do we have with us tonight?
Got Alexis, Anastasia.
And Anastasia, don't you have a business?
Yes, I am a new Cincy consultant. I just started about a week ago, but I do have a link to my website that I can give to you and you can spread the word.
Perfect. I will drop that in the description. Who else do we have with us?
And you got Big Brother Los.
Hey, I got my brother on the show today. I also got my sister-in-law. Please introduce yourself.
You got Toya with Toya Thompson Hair. I am a hairstylist in Mesquite. You can look me up on Instagram, Toya Thompson Hair Salon, Facebook, Toya Thompson Hair Salon. Check me out.
I will also drop that in the description as well. I also got my sis with me.
Hey, it's Ebony coming from T-Town, Tulsa, Oklahoma in the building.
I got my daughter with me.
Y'all know I'm back at it like an addict. Lisa, aka Royalty Queen. Y'all know y'all can follow me on Instagram by that. Y'all know I own Mirror Reflections by Lisa Renee, model, photographer, videographer, writer, all that great stuff. Yay.
Woo woo! And I also have my husband, who is my rock, my support system. And you want to introduce yourself, baby?
What up? It's your boy B Riz, also known as Brandon by the government. you can hit me up on Facebook on Brandon Killmonger. Other than that, I'm gonna keep the laughs rolling and keep y'all people entertained.
All right. Okay, so like I said, we ended on. It's not you, it's me. Okay, so with that being said, last time I said that was a childish lie that I hadn't used since I was like 16. And then it kind of cut off. A couple of people had were able to say a couple of things. We're going to go ahead and restart with that one. And we can even backdoor and start with a couple other ones. We may do more than 25 lies tonight. I don't know. We're just going to take it and just roll with it tonight. And just do whatever we feel like we want to do. Because like I said, it's uncut, it's unfiltered, it's uncensored. It's whatever I feel like doing on Water to Wine. And since I have great people with me that feel like being uncensored too, who knows what's going to happen? Anyway, so do y'all feel like that's a lie? Who wants to go first? By a raise of hands.
What was it again? One more
time. It's not you, it's me. Stacia.
So seeing as how I've had that said to me before.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was, you know, a friend that I tried to rekindle our relationship. And, you know, because our daughters were really close and, you know, promises were made. And then, you know, when it was time to come through with it, I got the whole, you know, it's not you, it's me. And honestly, I feel like it's bullshit because I knew who you were in the beginning, just like you knew who I was in the beginning. And so for you to just be, oh, you know, it's not you, it's me. It's just basically deflecting and not even ever addressing the issue. So I feel like you said you haven't used it since you were a child. I feel like it's a childish thing. Once we're grown, like, speak on it. Tell me what your problem is. Let's discuss it and let's get past it. So when you say that, it's just an excuse. It is a lie.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. Anybody else?
I mean, I can agree with you too.
Big bro, I'm gonna stop you. Ebony raised her hand first. All
right. So appreciate that, Bill. Appreciate that. With that being said, I feel the same way. Cause to be honest with you, I was that person that said it. But I did it as a
cancer, okay?
You know.
Cancer used that.
But I did it as a cop out because, like, I really wasn't trying to. And I think the important part about it is I wasn't being real with myself.
Ah.
To be able to tell this person.
Oh, like, I like that insight. Like, oh, I like that insight. Like, that's deep.
I'm really not feeling you, so.
Okay.
So I copped out and was just kind of like, it ain't you. It's me.
All right, bro. It's your turn.
So I agree.
I agree with what y'all both said. But at the same time, you got to think about this. Like, some people just don't have the maturity or they can't see themselves to really, like, you know what I'm saying, say that it's them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we say we grown. Oh, you grown. You supposed to know. But some people really, you know, some people have traumas, you know what I'm saying, that they can't get over. So, I mean, I think that's a big problem that, you know, we face, you know, when we saying it's not me, it's you. So we got to see that as well.
It could be like certain circumstances. Like I said, like Ebony said, she wasn't into him. So that was more like a relationship setting. So at that point, yeah, sometimes you might have traumas in relationships. So you could say, it's not me. I mean, it's not you, it's me. But on my level, it was a friendship thing. And if you get to a level where you call somebody your friend, you should be able to discuss that with them as opposed to using it as a cop-out. So I guess it's certain times where it could be a cop out and certain times where, come on man, we grown. Say what the problem is and we can either get over it or we can't.
Exactly. I'ma tap in next, I guess. I guess in defense of it.
You would. The Pisces would.
Yeah.
That's only because I'm getting on astrology next. I just have to point that out. The Pisces would.
All I'm saying is
they see both sides of the story.
All I'm saying is I have been a person that has used that phrase, but it wasn't necessarily a lie. I have necessarily been with somebody who was a good companion, who I could have made it work with, but I just didn't want to. Therefore, it was not them. It was me. So with it being me not wanting to be in the relationship and me seeking to be out of it, technically, it was not them. It was me. So
you didn't lie?
No, it was true.
Wow. Okay, all right. What's up, Lex?
All right, so I feel like I've said it before.
Okay.
But sometimes you're just not mentally ready to be with somebody.
Okay, so you agree with you
I agree with
Brandon.
Him. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like sometimes you're just not mentally there, and the other person could be like up here and you down here.
All right, so
but
we
that,
have,
but that kind of go agree. Back to what I was saying though. Like it's the same thing. That's what I mean, we saying the same thing.
Okay, so hold up, T. What was you about to say?
I was about to say I'm on the fence.
Okay.
Because it can be a lie and it can be the truth.
Okay, wait a minute. So, again, we have a divided room on a lie?
Technically, everybody's saying the same thing, though.
Hold on. Let me just say something. We have another divided room on a lie. Because, technically, I'm going to go ahead and say that this one actually is not a lie to me, because actually it is something childish, but technically sometimes it can be true.
Sometimes the other person is a good partner, and you gotta admit that.
And
you
sometimes
gotta be able to see that, and if you can see that, yeah.
And sometimes you just not ready to see that. And just now, and just recently, I had somebody tell me that, and I'm not going to disclose their name because they're probably listening, but I had somebody recently tell me that they actually should have listened when they should have had the opportunity. And I was like, well, that ship sailed. So, you know... And y'all can't see my face right now. I'm really just putting my hands up,
that's
you know.
Where accountability comes into place. You
yeah.
know
yeah,
you
real shit.
Own up to the fact that you let that ship sail when you had it.
Yeah. But, bro, you
so
raised your hand,
moment,
so.
Maybe it was you.
You had mm-hmm. something you wanted to say. You had something you wanted to say, bro. Say it. Say it. This is, there's no censor here. What you got to say?
You know what? Don't go ahead and side with y'all. Because... in any kind of situation, it can never be me. So it's always going to be them. So they might be telling the truth.
Says the Libra. Okay. Back to the Virgo. It ain't never going to be me. Bro, is it ever going to be us?
Take a picture of him.
Yes.
I got to the
first. Did you just turn on me?
It's supposed to be honest and unfiltered and uncensored, and that's the honest truth. That it might be a Virgo.
She said it depends on
the situation. Okay, I'll edit this shit out later. I'll edit this out later. Obviously, they have turned on the host of the show. Obviously, something has went wrong here. Anyway, so we'll move on to the next one because we're a little divided on this one. But that was a good conversation. I like this group. This is a good group.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is actually a really good one, and I really like this one. And it's a simple one. It's actually two words. And it's I'm okay. And I know you raised your hand first, but I want y'all to know that my kids use this, all five of them, often.
Breaking the
bad. Okay, Stacey, you raised your hand first. Do you use that often?
I don't.
Okay.
But I feel like I have a problem with it, mainly like in our community, because when a lot of people say I'm okay, it's referring to like mental health. And we get so used to just being like, oh, I'm okay, to a point where we still don't believe it, and we try to make everybody else believe it. And then when we finally break down and we're not okay, everybody's like, well, you said you was good all this time.
So I don't feel like it's a lie. I just feel like we get programmed to, you're not supposed to look weak. You're not supposed to embrace that. Or even like I've had, you know, my own experiences with it and me opening up to it about other people, you know, older black people. Yeah. And they'll be like, that's not real. Oh, just toughen up. Just do this. Just do that. Yeah. So I don't feel like it's a lie, but I feel like it's a coping mechanism.
Okay. Let me see. Ooh. All right. Okay. That's very correct, and I'm a hop on that topic after I hop on. It's kind of touchy that my cousin just hopped on that subject because she just hit a nerve. Because she's exactly right, you know. It's in our community saying I'm okay is exactly. Thank you, Ebony. That's exactly what it is programmed in our head to say, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. But I'm not hitting on anxiety, depression, and stress and any of that until after I get done with astrology. So I thank you for that because it's an introduction to know that I'm going to do it soon. I'm going to hit mental illness. And I'm going to hit it in the urban community. But yes, I'm okay is a lie, especially with us. But, and I said it with all five of my kids, and I said that for a reason. But anyway, go ahead, bro.
I'm just going to scratch the surface then since we're going to get into the mental health part later.
But, yeah. And if you want to go a little deep, you know, I don't mind, but, you know, because cool.
I also think in the black community that, you know what I'm saying, why we say that is because we don't want to be a burden too.
Like, yeah, real shit.
And we also recognize that we don't have a lot of support from the people that we love or just our family. In most communities. And I just think that we don't want to be that burden. So that's another reason why we say okay.
Because we
know that you can't really help me. Like, I love you, but you can't help me.
Yeah, that's a lot of my thought process on it. That's why I say I'm just okay.
So it's like, I don't want to just... it's okay, like, I'm good.
Yeah.
But I pride myself in being that, I don't want to say overbearing, but I'm that person that even if I can't help you, I'm going to let you know repeatedly. Like, I'll call you, I'll text you, like, hey, are you good? I know you're not okay, but I give a damn, you know? Yeah. And I pride myself in that, whether it's friends or whatever, you know, person you are to me, even if it's just an associate, like, that matters to me that much.
No, like, everybody in this room, I can vouch for, checked on me more than, well, I won't go there. I won't hurt nobody's feelings today.
I just wanted to say that aside from the mental illness part of it, I don't see it as a lie. I just think you need to be honest with yourself. You know, if someone asks, you know what I'm saying? Are you okay? Be honest with yourself, if you trust that person, I guess, to open up and say if you're okay or not. But then if you are okay, it's okay to be okay. You know?
Well, I got a quick question for that. So with that being said, because we already said that we're programmed to say, I'm good, it's okay. Right. So how do you deprogram yourself? Like, what's the start of that? What's to say in that thought process when, hey, you doing okay today? And it's kind of like...
trust in relationships.
Right.
Yeah,
You would have to trust the person to open up with, but you have to find someone. You know what I'm saying?
We can make this sound... We can make this sound real perfect right now.
No, we really can't.
I hear a lot of perfection in what we're saying right now. It's not easy though. It's not easy to just do like what you're saying.
I'm not saying it is easy. I'm just saying we're talking about if we believe if it's true, is it true or is it a lie? I don't think that it's
neither are true or a lie.
No, I agree with you, but it's not easy to say.
I think what it is,
I'm not okay.
I mean, aside from the programming and being, that's what our culture is, that's what we're used to, you know, we're built to be tough, you know, not to show our feelings. So, of course, you have to build trust in someone, you know what I'm saying? Because it's okay. Because we don't know in our community that it's okay to open up and say, no, I'm not okay.
Well, see, I'm gonna stop y'all just for a second, because I just want to ask y'all a question. Has any of y'all ever asked me, real talk, and I want y'all to be very honest, have any of y'all ever asked me, Ariana, are you okay? And have I lied to you? The truth.
No, not that part. No. I think we can all agree, but I feel like you always gave us an honest answer.
Even if you didn't tell me what was wrong, you let me know that you were not okay.
Exactly.
And you let me know that there would be a time that we would discuss it whenever it came up.
Period, exactly. Point blank.
Every time.
So, with that being said, there is a time that you can tell the truth about it.
Yeah.
And there's a time when you can lie.
There's a such thing is reprogramming the brain, okay? And I'll go into detail about that later when I go into anyway, it is a lie.
So can we agree this is a generational curse?
Yeah,
absolutely.
We can agree that this is not only a generational curse, that this is a curse.
Because it's like Stasia said, though, we were always taught, like in our community, we was always taught.
Conditioning.
Right.
Get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it. Okay. Build the bridge. Get over it.
You gonna make it through that too.
Shit. Yeah. Or what about, because I know my family specifically, you get the whole.
Did you just say my family like I ain't part of
it? No. I'm finna use my last name. We have different last names.
Oh, okay. Fair.
I mean specifically like my dad. Oh, you a LeGrand. You'll be all right. Come on now. My last name ain't got nothing to do with the fact that I'm not okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has said that.
Yes, we is family. Cousins.
No, I ain't your cousin no more. Nah, I take that back. I'll be your cousin for life. I'll be your cousin into the next life, into the life after that.
Stasia, my new cousin.
Stasia, everybody cousin. Nah, anyway, okay, so we can agree on that. The next lie, because we got to move on. We stuck on that one a little too deep, and that one strikes a nerve for me. And I don't want to get too emotional on this one. Anyway, the next one is a funny one to me. Because it's my baby favorite. I'm not mad. And when I mean my baby, I'm talking about Lisa, my fire. Actually, she's got 20 times better at that one. Now she don't use it. Now this nigga use it. My husband use it. I'm not mad. Since we got married, do you use that often? You don't use I'm not mad? You don't use that?
I mean, aggravated. There's a difference between being mad and aggravated.
Maybe there is a difference, but do you use
it? They feel the same.
No.
You ain't never said, I feel aggravated. No. Aggravated.
Okay, so.
Aggravated. When I'm aggravated, that means I'm tolerating something that I feel like I really shouldn't have to.
No.
But when I'm mad, that means I'm acting on that aggravation.
Oh, you mad?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Okay, so I have a steel bone corset on right now because I'm trying to be cute, and it almost pierced my lung. Because that was some bullshit. That's my lung piercing. Okay, we're back. I'm breathing. Brandon, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
I.
You married?
We still married?
No, I'm aggravated.
Nah, he ain't mad. He aggravated.
Yeah, okay.
Can I have a kiss?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, cool.
See, I ain't mad, because if I was mad, I'd act on that aggravation. Yeah. That's,
I agree
with that.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, cool. Anyway. All right, so I'm not mad. Is that a lie or not? Who has used that shit as a lie? I have. With a raise of hands. One, two, three, four, five.
Oh, shoot him. But it was all the females, if you know.
If I'm mad, I'm going to let you know.
It's like using the I'm okay. You be like, I ain't mad.
I use I'm not mad just to let that person know that.
Bro, you finna say something what? Off the whiz off.
Because what Brandon was saying, like, you know, you could be aggravated, you could be irritated, you know, you could be upset.
All right.
So, I guess it's just in your actions, like what you're doing.
I feel that.
So, I mean, you may just act real crazy, but that doesn't mean you, like, mad. You could be just...
Wait. No.
No. If I was you're, mad no, about it's, something, it's, yeah, then I like, then I would be acting on that aggravation.
I feel like there are levels to being mad. I don't think so.
Or
is it 0 to 100?
That's like the typical thing for a person to say.
I got a step-by-step process.
We all talk. Okay, hold on.
I got a step-by-step process.
Hold on.
Stage playing by the rules.
Well, dang. I feel like... I'm not getting this.
That's up. Bullshit, because we're going to be like, I'm not mad. But I just find it funny how, like, the fact that we're coming with all this extra shit, we mad. Because if you're not, no, I'm not mad, I'm straight. Even if you irritated, go be alone for 5 minutes, whatever. But if you mad, you going to come back and back away with that. I find it funny how this is this and this, and then you want to explain everything. You're still mad.
People sit quietly and you still act.
No, that's funny.
That's psychotic.
No, the question was, the lie was, I'm not mad. The lie wasn't, I'm not aggravated. I'm not irritated. That was not the question.
Lisa's not pointing her hand.
Okay.
I'm not mad. And in some
instances,
you
use, I'm not
we
mad.
We may not be mad, but hey, our behavior may be showing something different. Why you may think we mad.
Exactly. Thank you. Just because you're telling me that you're not mad, that doesn't mean that your body language isn't giving off the energy that you're
that
pissed
you're
off.
Mad.
Like, your body language tells a whole lot about your movement. If I'm looking at you and you look pissed off, then you're fucking pissed off.
I mean, who slams
I'm
a cat?
I'm aggravated, but that don't like, but that don't mean I want to talk about it. That don't mean
okay.
That,
but then why say? And I'm not. I'm guilty of this because I didn't use a lot of my damn self. But I'm saying, if you just said I may not feel like talking about it, then say I don't feel like talking about it. Don't say I'm not mad. You're clearly mad. Just
I've
say,
never, I've never had a lie about the subject.
Right now, back
you're
to
not mad at that person. You can be mad at something. Like, I'm the kind of person where I get mad at something. It ain't even got to be you. And if Lex tries to talk to me, I'd be like, just give me a minute.
Yes, me too.
I'm the kind of person, I got to explain or communicate everything. Like, I have to do that because I can't just be walking around pissed and you keep trying to talk to me. Because if I don't want to talk, then it's going to be a whole argument for no reason when I could have just said, hey, give me a minute. So you mad. Like
Plot
said,
you're
mad.
No. So this is my point. No. This is my point. Hold on. This is my point. I have been frustrated about things at work, but I have not brought my frustrations at work home with me. Because I like to keep a positive energy at my house. I like to be calm, pleasant. I like to keep all, I don't care what my worries were outside of my house. I don't like to bring them inside my house. So, unless it's my house shit, I don't care what the fuck happened out there. It don't matter no more. I'm here.
I get enough.
So, me personally, I let that shit go. Whatever it is, I will be peaceful here at home. And when I have to deal with it, because of my peacefulness and my calmness I had at home, I have a clearer mindset on how to deal with it.
So basically what you're saying, you are light, peace, and rainbows, and you ain't never mad inside these walls.
No, I'm mad inside these walls. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. There are times where I've been a little mad inside the walls. I mean, who hasn't been mad inside there? Who has not been mad inside the walls?
We're not gonna agree on this one because Brandon don't get mad when he get mad.
Okay. Stop. Pause. Cause y'all just confuse my audience. You crazy people. How many shots y'all done had?
One.
This is water to wine.
I had three.
This is what, Lord. This is water to wine. I just want to let y'all know that today we took a break from wine and we went to my... we went to water to liquor. We went ahead and did my normal tequila. We all went ahead and did my normal tequila. And most people don't do my normal tequila. And that's why it's a little rambunctious. They called me the warden. And Brandon the bailiff.
That's what I should introduce myself as.
Bailiff Killmonger,
yeah.
Warden Juicy.
Yeah, and Warden Juicy. Okay, so Lisa, would you grab that paper and go to the next slide for me, honey? It's on the other side.
That mean you ain't drinking.
Would you grab that jacket over there for her, please?
Oh, no.
She
got one. I got the jacket on.
Just give her another one.
I'm going to leave him or her for you.
Oh.
Sheesh.
Can you hold on, please? I'm on.
That is a total lie.
I'ma tell you why it's a lie. Because the number one,
if he was gonna leave her for you, baby, he would have already
been gone.
Okay, do you hear me?
I think we can all agree
that
this one is a lie.
Right. And the first person that be quick to tell that lie is a married person that's cheating on their husband or their wife. And
he ain't even got to be married. How about that? Be real clear.
All right, so we're wrapping this one up.
No, actually, we can't wrap that one up.
Dum-dum-dum.
We can't wrap that one up because that one hits close to home. But I'm going to tell you why it's told. Because I personally believe that people can fall in love with two people at the same time. A lot of people think that I'm foolish for that. And, but I actually have seen it happen.
But that is true. But what are the odds? So...
99.999%
of the time, you lie.
We're still at 0.1.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason that I bring it up... Hold on. The only reason I bring it up, and I'm definitely going to let you talk. The only reason that I bring it up is because... I know three women, and they are actually... exceptions to the rule that actually successfully took the husband from the wife.
Does it necessarily have to be they was married?
Oh no, they was married.
No, I'm saying like, what's your exception to the rule? Do they have to be married, or can it just be like people in a relationship and you took?
No, these three women that actually they took the husband from the wife.
Okay.
I know plenty of women that done took a dude from a relationship. That ain't shit. That ain't nothing. That happened right now. Especially in this younger generation. That's happening something. Every 25 seconds.
I take your man. Because I got it like
that. No, seriously, there's songs about that, right? In your generation. No, wait. Lisa, real shit. Thank you, baby. Thank you for bringing that up. In your generation, is there not songs like that shit
millions
all the fucking time? That's all you hear. In her generation, Lisa, how old are you, baby?
24.
In her generation, there's songs like that all the time. But let's take a break for just one moment. What is one of our favorite songs? Wait. What is one of our favorite songs? After the Morning After.
Oh, yeah, that is one of my favorite songs, and that's one of the most cheating songs there is.
What generation did that come from?
Are you talking about Frankie Beverly?
Yes. And I'm about to switch it to that station. Yeah. And I'm just saying,
but
what is
like
that?
No.
What is that talking about, though? After the morning after. Mm-hmm.
After eating already fucked up and cheated.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Kelly Price made one.
What are we talking about?
Really?
What was the lie? Oh. I'ma leave this person for you.
Oh, then what we No, I'ma leave him or her for you.
Oh, that's
we just going a little further in the detail. Okay. I'm just saying that with that being said. I know the shit can happen. I'm just saying that technically this one, I don't know for sure if this is really necessary a lie all the fucking time. So with that being said, I need facts here with these lies.
It's possible.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's not.
But like, how did OJ get away with murdering two people?
Johnny Cochran, he a Libra. October 2nd, right?
Yeah, thank you. But no, my point is, when there is reasonable doubt, I want y'all to give me facts on how these are lies. That's my point. I put what people think are lies on these papers. We did 102 of them?
Yep.
Thank you. So I'm asking y'all in this topic of discussion and loose lip lies to give me facts on why they are lies. And the reason I went deep on this as on Water to Wine with me, Ariana Red Wine, is give me a fact on the next lie on why it is a lie, real quick like.
Well, you can't necessarily call that a lie then.
Okay, thank you.
Because sometimes people do leave, sometimes they don't.
Thank you. Okay, so the next one is, I just want to find myself.
That could be very a true statement.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like it ties into, what was the first one we did? It's not you, it's me. That ties into that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you could be like, oh, I need to find myself. It's not you. Like Brandon said, he did. Like, that could be a lie, but at the same time, it could be the truth. Like, I know me personally.
Okay, so, but give me facts. Is there reasonable doubt?
I'm gonna give you facts.
No, but is there reasonable doubt?
It depends on the person.
I mean, it's reasonable doubt.
Yeah, if I was a lawyer and I came in, bro. We gonna have to find.
It's right there by the
switch. Okay, thank you. Nah, if I came in as a lawyer and I said, hey, bro, real talk. Just looking at the facts, it says you want to find yourself, but it looks like you looked in the mirror this morning and found a reflection.
But it, like I said, it depends
and
on
took
the person.
A selfie, so
it depends on the
I'm
person.
I'm just saying, there's a reasonable doubt. Like if you got a fast fucking tongue, that ain't a lie.
Go ahead, bro.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna get back to you.
Okay, so I think it can be the truth and a lie. The reason why it could
here
be
y'all go.
No, the reason why it could be the truth is because maybe that person. I mean, it can be the truth. You may need to find yourself. You may not be working out for the person you with. You just be like, I may not be enough right now, so just give me some time, and you know what I'm saying? So that could be the truth. Why it could be a lie. I think that depends on the time of the time that you've been in a relationship. Like, you can be with a person for 6 years, you can be like, hey, I need to find myself. That's bullshit. Yeah. But so that's how I see it could be from a lie to the truth, based on the time in a relationship. I'm just saying. You may not be compatible.
You agree? Okay, yeah. Stacia, what you gotta say?
Okay, so have you ever been in a situation where you just saw yourself decline? Because I've been in that situation personally. I saw myself decline. I saw my health decline. I saw my mental decline. I saw every part of myself declining beside a person who was consistent. And it wasn't necessarily them, and it wasn't necessarily the relationship. It was just my self-worth and everything about me was declining. So I needed to take that time to step away, because you have to put a lot into a relationship. Because they come with their problems. They come with their baggage. They come with, you know, some people need reassurance. They come with a lot. Damn. So I needed to make myself.
I'm hitting all the topics that I'm going to do in my next.
Look, come on.
That's why we're talking now.
I know. And I would have to say.
This is how it all starts.
I agree to that as well.
So no, like, she's reading my mind.
I don't believe that it's a lie.
Great minds think alike. Yeah. I feel it.
Overall, it's
a person can't be telling the truth just because they want to break up with you and they say they just trying to find themselves, and then the next thing you know, you see them linking up with a whole bunch of hoes. They trying to find themselves with some hoes. That's just how they feel. Unfortunately, that's the lifestyle they trying to live. But people can be truthful when they say it and mean it, you know? Just because their actions hurt. Just because their actions hurt don't mean that it's not true.
But there's also a way to do that, especially if it's somebody you actually do care about, and it's really just a time for you to get yourself together. You let people down easily. Yeah. You don't just be like, oh, I need to work on me, fuck you, and however long we've been doing this. Like, that's not how you operate. If it's really somebody you care about, they should honestly see you declining and you not being yourself anymore. Yeah. So it shouldn't be like that. Yeah. So it shouldn't even be that hard to let somebody see, like Toya said about the trust. If you trust somebody, you should be able to go there with them and let them know whatever the reasoning behind it is, instead of just, I gotta deal.
I feel like you shouldn't be in no damn relationship if you can't. You don't even know who yourself is.
Okay.
If you don't know yourself,
period.
Thank you, Lex. Give me 1 second to speak on that. Period, point blank. But at the
same time,
but at the same time, I just want to make this very, 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 very clear. In a relationship, you can lose your motherfucking self. That's what my cousin was talking about. When you decline, when you find yourself looking in the mirror and you are declining, losing hair, losing weight, losing your beauty from the outside in. Bro, it happens. It happens to males. It happens to females. And when that shit happens, you gotta hit ghost.
It happened to me.
It's happened. It's gonna happen to everybody at some point in time, unless you wearing the Venturine around your neck all the goddamn time. Unless you, my husband, the luckiest nigga I've never met in my life, but just real shit. Like, I'm telling you, like, and even he has gone through some shit.
Yeah.
So I don't even think it has anything to do with luck. To be quite honest with you, sometimes the cards you just deal. It's just, you dealt them and you just gotta deal with that shit. Everybody got a season, a lesson, and a fucking reason. You can't be wearing a jacket in the summertime because you're gonna sweat. And you're gonna look stupid. And when you sweat in the summertime, you lose weight and you look unhealthy. You can't wear shorts in the winter, you're gonna catch pneumonia and you're gonna die.
It's a whole other thing.
I gotta move on, y'all.
That was good.
I'm just saying.
Bro didn't get to chime in.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, say it right quick.
I mean, real quick, it's what you said. You know, she said, you know, you shouldn't be in a relationship if you know you're not.
You don't know yourself.
You don't know yourself.
Yeah. Which
and
is
possible. I think some relationships are just simple. You know what I'm saying? You just coexist. some relationships can be very challenging.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Depending on the person that you with now.
Oh, yeah.
So my thing is, now we have to go into why are you declining. Because some people decline because that person may be a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, that compatibility really isn't there. So you feel like, hey, this person right here on this level, I'm here and I'm trying to get there. So it can be so many things to why you're declining too. Stress, direct result of stress. Why are you stressing?
Stress, why are you stressing? Anxiety, and the psychosis, the list goes on. I mean,
I'm just saying we also got to think about why are we declining? We stressing. Why are we stressing? It could be personal problems. It can be the person you with just excelling and you may not be.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of shit can define that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. So we got to also factor that in as well.
That one is a deep one. I'm not saying that some of these lies are not deep lies. Some of these lies are not so much lies. They're deep-rooted insights. I'm not taking it there. I'm just wondering what y'all think. I know what I feel about these. This is a round table. I'll do this on my own in a whole nother episode.
Let's go to the next one.
All right, the next one y'all gonna love because it's one of my favorite ones because I love hoes to do this shit. This shit's entertaining to me. I'm pregnant.
Hey!
And I mean really mean the shit. Like really, really take that shit far. Okay.
I've heard that since I was in high school.
I actually heard the shit recently. And,
damn.
I'm sorry.
That's how you felt about that one.
I'm sorry. That shit tickled me because I'm 33 years old. There ain't no reason that I should ever hear a story like this. But I before I left Facebook, I was on Facebook Live, and there was this chick. I was just scrolling, and there was a chick on Facebook Live, and she was in Shreveport, of course. And she was talking about how she was pregnant and how she hated that nigga. She was outside of his apartment. She was flattening tires and all types of shit. Come to find out, yeah, I feel that. Come to find out, bitch wasn't even pregnant. She's flattening tires, talking about how she getting an abortion, and she just want him to pay for half of it, and blah, blah, blah. She was never pregnant in the first place. Anyway.
Just dumb ass.
Yeah.
Shitty ass.
Yeah, just.
What?
Yeah, just hood rich. Bullshit. Just hood rich, yeah.
Too far. If somebody said that to me, first of all, it wouldn't be, you know. I feel sorry for them if they was coming to me with that, because if you're pregnant by my baby daddy, I'm sorry. I ain't mad, I don't care if you're lying or not, hell. I'm
sorry. Real talk. Okay, so real talk, this one is the stupidest lie I've ever heard. Most people hear it in high school. The most common female that uses it is the one that is trying to trap you because she's so afraid of losing your ass. That is the most common female that uses it because she has no idea. She's a codependent, I don't know what to do without you type of woman.
Old school gonna tell you that ain't gonna keep a man.
Yeah, real talk. Thank you, baby. Say that one more time.
Old school people gonna tell you they ain't gonna keep no man.
A baby will never keep a man. Matter of fact, it's been known to make that motherfucker get gone. Okay, I heard ghost. I heard highway. Did I hear a highway? I said highway if I didn't hear a highway.
I'm confused as to why I even still think that that's an option.
I know, right? Real shit. Okay, so the next one is, this is a classic. This is a real classic. This is a sad classic. in the state of Texas, this is a classic that will get your ass in trouble. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Okay. It's your baby. Woo! Give me chills.
Just don't know.
Look, yeah, when we get to
she need to follow that up with it's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. What do you say?
It's a possibility.
Handsome and wealthy.
Yeah, but that's when they ain't being real what they said.
No, it's your baby. Why? Because you. Baby. It's your baby. Because why? What the sign say?
Handsome and wealthy.
Baby.
Why you think Murray's still on TV?
Yeah, I know.
But
right?
That, I mean, yeah.
That just ties these people.
They just come on now.
Like, yeah. Supposedly, my churns, who by the same person, he told multiple women that he got DNA tests. I know who I slept with, when I slept
That's
with.
That's not even my concern.
If people just, like, why you... I don't even understand why you gotta come with the oh, it's your baby. Like, if you're not sure, shut the hell up.
Right.
Like, stop telling all these people, oh, it's your baby, and then it come out so-and-so's baby. Mm-hmm. Then you mad at somebody else who don't want to take care of the other person's mm-hmm. baby.
Boom. Boom. Mm-hmm.
Niggas need to get educated on math. 2 + 2 = 4. God damn it. That ain't your baby. God damn it.
No, real shit. I love this one. I will always love this one. But it's so funny to me because you're right. That is why shows like Mari are still on. I really personally, I miss Jerry Springer.
2020.
I mean, I really miss Jerry Springer. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to Jerry Springer, but
he's
I miss
him.
He's
a judge now. He does a judge show.
Oh, he does? What?
He was a judge before the talk show. He was a judge and an attorney, defense attorney.
I love educated people. That's why I like surrounding myself around intellectual people. Smart, you never know what you're gonna learn.
You can pass him today on TV. He a judge though. It ain't no talk show.
Oh, that's
well,
lovely.
It is a talk show, but not
that's that, lovely.
You know, it ain't Jerry. You know.
But he's still, you know.
That grab.
There you go. Thank you. I couldn't think of it. There you go. Just the grab of this. Bam. All right. Okay.
Yeah, this is
your sentence. Okay. But, okay. All right. So the next one is. You want to read it? Baby, I'm going to let you go to that one.
Wait.
It's right. Hold up. Let's see here.
There's no one else.
Come on now. Everyone has heard this. Yeah. Everyone has heard this or said it.
Yeah, I've said it.
If you have not said this, you might be a liar to yourself.
Or a robot.
Or, yes, a robot. If you have not heard it, that's congratulations. You have made it to 2020 and you've heard some other shit. So with that being said, is that a lie?
Hell yeah, it's a lie.
Some people deal with some people.
I'm gonna say it's both.
Okay, let me tell you why in my situation. Come on.
So, I was with the opposite sex previously, and I hadn't really got into my endeavors with females out loud yet. So when I was with old dude and me and, you know, my current loving fiance was texting, I was like, no, we're just cool. We're just friends. Ain't nobody else. And now we getting married. I didn't really, like, I didn't know that it was somebody else. I just thought we was cool, but we real cool. I didn't think I was lying. I didn't. I was, apparently.
That's some bullshit.
But I don't
know.
Your
fiance raised her hand.
She ain't talking about me. She finna talk about her ass.
She didn't say it.
I used it.
Yeah. I used it.
I did. It was the truth.
Usually,
it was a lie.
It was a dead ass lie. My my ex was crazy, so I didn't want to tell it was somebody else, and then she know it was somebody else, and then she tried to fight that somebody else.
But that's somebody and else. And somebody else took her head off, so.
Well, so. That was a defensive lie. That was a defensive lie. Yeah, I can't lie.
That's why I was like,
I've been in situations to where I've said it because maybe I'm looking for someone else.
You know, why you didn't just say you was looking for somebody else?
But I mean, you just don't. Sometimes you haven't left the situation. You
just leave hell.
I mean, sometimes it's not just that cut and dry.
Yeah, it is hell. Just peace
but
out.
But I'm just saying, I've been in that situation to where I've said it, and there has been someone else for whatever reason.
Fuck that, I leave.
And then I've been in a situation to where there was no one else. I've used it, and it's been the truth.
Here,
no
way.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Y'all
could go. I was like, ooh, I
can
see you both ways.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know me, I'm a Pisces, so I can see it.
Boom, boom. Baby always sees both ways. That's what I love about him. That's why he's my polar. No. That didn't sound suspect. You made it suspect. You made it suspect. I don't know why you make things suspect when they're not suspect. This is very strange.
You cannot get offended by this podcast, okay?
Anywho.
No rule.
Anyway.
I just
want to Lord, I forgot what I was going to say. Back. Okay. Anywho. Lord have mercy.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Lord, we ain't made it to a year. Okay. I know we're going to do 60 plus. I'm telling y'all.
Didn't hurry on year 5,
no, we're going on year 6, babe.
Well, I'm saying we made it to 5.
This is the podcast about lies.
So what was
no.
Anyways.
Look, I forgot the topic.
I forgot the topic, too.
There's nobody else.
There's nobody else. Thank you. There's no one else. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Thank you. I have absolutely never, ever, 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 ever had to use this shit. I have been told this shit repetitively. I don't know what it says about my face that has dumbass right here, but I've been told this shit. I don't get why I don't feel the need to use this, but here's the thing. I don't need to tell you that there's no one else. You want to know why? Because if there's someone else, I'm leaving you. I'm going bye-bye. I'm going somewhere. I'm getting gone. I'm moving my stuff. I'm leaving because I'm going bye-bye. Matter of fact, I've never put myself in the position where I've had to move my stuff into someone else's house where I've had to pack up and leave. They've had to pack up and leave my shit, period, point blank. So I don't have to tell you that, oh, there's someone else. There's someone else. There's not anyone else. I mean, I'm sorry. Some females put themselves in the position where they have to tell you there's no one else because it's going to cause conflict, period.
Well, let me bring up this subject.
Okay.
And then, unfortunately, sis, we're going to have to go.
All right.
Okay, so, in my personal situation, I have used this. I was done with my marriage, but sometimes when you're completely done with someone, don't mean that you're done with them physically. Don't mean you're done with them. You're done with them legally. You still have to deal with that person. Was he in my life as romantically? No. But when I met someone because I was ready to move on, I would tell them, no, there's no one else. Because he really didn't matter. But if you really wanted to know, yes, there's someone else I'm dealing with. So it just depends on what the situation is.
I guess it depends on the cards you dealt.
It's a thing called, what's it called? Perception.
It's all about how you perceive things. But Carlos, say what you gotta say, bro.
But that's why you entrust, but that the other person is
what you gotta say, bro.
Honest.
I agree with everybody. I mean, it does depend on the situation. So I've told somebody that because for me, I think that you just gotta, you know, it takes time to get to know somebody, right? So I'm not gonna tell you I'm messing with somebody else because I really don't know you. So for me, we can talk and, you know, depending on who you, you know, for me getting to know you a little bit more, I can determine if I wanna be with you or be with that other person. Like, that was my reason for doing it. Because, you know, I don't wanna put all, you know, I don't wanna put all into this person and this person end up being something that being a person that I don't really wanna be with. So that was my reason for doing it.
I feel that. Can I get y'all to stay for one more? Because it's important, because I need a guy here for it. No, I know. I need one. I need at least two, like, guys here for it. Because,
like, it's the only two in the room.
It's seriously important. Because it's a guy thing, and I don't really get it. It's, I got a big dick.
Like, you ain't gonna show it at some point anyways. Why you gotta lie?
Yeah, it could be the lie and it could be the truth. It could be a lie for the reason she just said.
Some men perceive they have a big dick because some women don't tell them the truth and let them know that they don't have one.
But you look at it every day.
I mean, why lie to the man? Don't lie to the man. That's all I'm saying.
Hold up, no. Carlos raised his hand.
Are delusional.
Carlos raised his hand.
Okay, so I agree with what Toya just said, but I think not only delusional, I just think that some men just they just got it in their minds. You know what? No matter how small this shit is, I got a big dick. You know what I'm saying? That gives him some sort
that's
of pride. You know,
men
got a lot of pride. They refuse to believe that that's your manhood. You know what I mean? You want to be as big as it can be. So, I mean, that's just kind of how it goes. I'm just being real.
What if that's the only one they didn't see? So they don't know that shit's
not. Oh, okay. All right. What's up, sis?
I just want.